you think about the evolution of your life and we want the results, but we don't know what the result is. If you want to get results, then you have to determine exactly what you're seeking. And then you have to go on the road and be patient that the road's going to take time to get there. Let's go. If you are tired of not feeling fit, tired of not having the focus, tired of just not having the relationships you want in your life, just tired of not having the financial resources, this is your place to be. I'm Jason Yerusi. This is the Live 100 Podcast, the place you come to break the habits that no longer serve you so you can get the success that you deserve to have in your life. I was thinking about something the other day, and I was putting a pot onto the stove and filling up with water, right? And then putting on the heat and being patient for the water to boil, right? And then a little bit over time, right, a couple minutes in, you start to get, you know, that first bubble, then that second bubble, and then starts to bubble a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, it starts to build into this rapid boil. And many times in our life, right, we are not patient with the process. We're not patient with the steps. And we're not confident in ourselves that what we're doing is going to produce the results. And think about the evolution of how you've come to today. Think about all the things that you've started and maybe you've done them for a few times and just for whatever reason, they faded off. And you think about them today and said, only if I had continued to do karate or I had continued to just read all about that one subject that was really interesting, or I just continued to write that novel, or I'd continued to just go down the path to form that idea, right? What could have been? What could have been with those choices? And as you think about just a pot of water, right, boiling over, so many times we're just not patient with the process, right? It's like we're actually, instead of just putting the pot there and having water in it and then turning on the heat and allowing the heat to simmer just to create a boil, right? It's almost like we're starting a flame and then we're pouring water on top of the flame without even the pot being there. And we're like, what's happening? Why isn't this working? That's the evolution of us and our thoughts and our ambitions and our goals, right? We're so quick to want the result, but the steps have to be taken. What are we doing here to constantly be seeking the result without being patient with the process? I remember when we first got started out in real estate, I was being very impatient. I just want to do real estate, right? And you think about that, like, what does that even mean? With real estate, you could go and buy your house you live in, right? You could go and buy your house and then move into another house and rent your house. You could buy houses at auction. You could go buy a house off the market from a realtor and fix it up and flip it, right? You could buy a house just from your neighbor, right? Buy your neighbor's house and flip it. You could go and get a house and use it as an Airbnb. You could buy apartment buildings, which we do here at Yerusi Holdings, right? You can do all these things, but you have to find what it is that you actually do, right? And so I wanted to jump into real estate, but I'm just jumping in to all those things. What am I doing? And I wasn't even thinking this through. I just wanted to do the step of real estate and get the result of real estate. What was the result? What was I trying to seek? And what I discovered, right, is I was trying to get back control of my life and get back control of my day and get back control of my destiny. And with that, we tried some forms of real estate. We started flipping houses and doing some Airbnbs and wholesaling houses. And it wasn't right, right? I didn't want to go out there and sit on people's couches and try and pitch them why they would sell me the house. Like, I didn't want to do that. What I wanted to find is something I could create a business from. And with that, I found buying apartment buildings, because with that, we were doing it 1,000 miles away from where I lived at that time in New Jersey. And we were buying buildings in Kentucky and we were taking those buildings and we were getting teams put together, because remember, I'm in New Jersey. The team was in Kentucky. We were putting together the property managers, the contractors, and all the resources to be able to allow that business to operate. So we were basically buying small businesses in different states and having teams there that were running the business. And that's allowed us to grow just from that first one that we brought that was $2.3 million back in 2017 to over $300 million of real estate brought today. It's simmered, right? Because we put the pot there and it started going and bubbling, getting bubbles, and then the fire started to turn into boiling water. But if I had just dumped it apart, I just need to buy an apartment building, buy it anywhere, right? You think about the ramification of me just being wild with the assumptions of expecting the result without actually allowing the process to take place and knowing what that process should be, knowing what the steps should be. I had to learn the process, right? To allow the water to heat up, to right, to simmer, right? To become the boil. But most of the time, and when I was starting out, I was just throwing water on a flame and being like, give me results, give me results. How many of you right now are just expecting results, but you don't even know what that result would look like if it showed up? How many are you just saying, I want a great looking body? What does that mean? Okay, what would make you feel like you had a great looking body? Would it be that you could see your biceps? Could you start to see delineation within your legs, start to have abs, right? What is it that would showcase you to have a great body? Would it be that you feel good, right? You think about the evolution of your life and we want the results, but we don't know what the result is. We expect the result, but we don't know what the result is. Let that sink in. If you want to get results, then you have to determine exactly what you're seeking. And then you have to go on the road and be patient that the road's going to take time to get there. It's going to take time to get there. We talked earlier a few podcasts ago about sitting in traffic, right? And we sit in traffic and we sit there because we want to get somewhere as part of the road, right? We want to get there. So we'll sit in traffic sometimes every day. Some of you sit in traffic every day going to work, right? And you sit in traffic and you endure that, but you won't sit in the traffic on the roadway to your goals. But I promise you this, if you do, right? If you, along with all the other people out there, go out there and you are persistent, guess what? Everybody else gives up except you. 99% of other people are not going to hunker down, are not going to put in the work, and not going to continue to show up when it gets difficult, when it's not the best day for them, when times are tough, when it's not the right day, when it's raining out, fill in the blank. That's why 88 to 90% of New Year's resolutions fail. Because most people have this grand allure of what they're looking for, of some magical thing that they've never built up the foundation to become, and then try to go out there and then realize it's not as easy as they want it to be. And guess what? They give up, but not you. You come here to learn the tricks, to learn the trade, to learn the steps, to learn the mindset it takes to be persistent and resilient. That's what we do here at Live 100. We go through the steps so you can be self-aware of who you are, so you can take control back of your life, so you can position yourself for greatness, so you can have the intentional execution to go out there to be uncomfortably brave to the person that you want to be. Many times we're not brave enough to stand up for ourselves, to take onus about who we want to be. So you can go out there and just accelerate your growth through mastering meaningful habits and rituals that give you the awe-inspiring life that you deserve to have. That's what Live 100 does. That's what you do. You stay there. You let yourself boil into the results of what you want because you manifested in your mind what you deserve to have. You're taking back control today of your life starting now. Be one who shows up. Be the last one standing because you know what it takes? It takes you. It takes you to help everyone else level up. No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to push you to do it. We need you today. We need you. Today is your day. Tomorrow's looking great too. It's time to step out of your comfort zone. Go out there, take action today. Be persistent when the steps you do today don't get you the results yet. But when you do the next step and the next step and the next step, guess what? The results start to come into grasp and then you're there. That's what we do here at Live 100. All right, this message has served you. Make sure you go out there today and share this message with someone else that just needs to hear this, that needs to get out of their own way, that needs to put in the work, that needs to let the water boil. If you can do anything for us, go down there and leave us an honest ratings review. We read each and every one of them. It's been a massive thing to help this podcast continue to grow to the heights that it's come to today. Let's do this.